This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol yehi bivro. I'd like to start tonight with Siyata D'Shamayim with a question many Meforshei Haggadah present, and that is that right at the outset, after we have the Holoch Ma'anya, and then we journey into the Manashtana, the answer of Avodim Hayinu to the Manashtana, and then what do we have right after the answer? We go into a Maisa, Maisa Lozer, Yeshua Lozer, and Azar, Rebbe Kibra, Rebbe Tarfan, Shai, Mesuim, Rebbe Braka, Yemesam, Yitzim, Yitzim, Koloso, Laila. Savada, we had Chacham, and we have many Chacham throughout history. Havadu were very makbid in Sipur Yetzias and Tzrayim, explains the Maral and Gevuras Hashem, they were so shakul legamri in the mitzvah, the shvach to their praise, they were so fully engrossed and immersed in this maisa mitzvah, they forgot about the kriya shema. How do you forget about a mitzvah daraisa? It was the simchas ha-mitzvah, the Sipur Yetzias and Tzrayim, they were so shakul legamri that even the gedolei yisol, the manhigei hadar, had forgotten about kriya shema. And again, we know many mafarshim point out how be'etzim all these chacham who are mentioned, each one had his own protheistic reason, his own reason specific to him, why be'etzem he would have been exempt from the mitzvah, the gamri, kamash v'lon, even though they were exempt, they still were engaged in this ma'isa mitzvah, and even then, they were marbe l'saper. How did they all get together in the same city, especially when Rabbi Eliezer is the one, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah, Meshabeach Hanias Atzlonin, you're not supposed to leave home for the Moed. So what are they doing? Were they leaving home? Rav Lozer, you got to practice what you preach. What are you doing? Mesuva Bnei Brak, he explains to Rav Magulios, and his Ber Miriam, Magodesh of Pesach, Elabar Korcha Tzorch Lomar, and must be that these Gedolei Yisrael were traveling. We find throughout Tanakh, throughout Shas, they're always traveling. They're busy on political ventures. They have to take care of Klal Yisrael. Mistama, what happened? They were busy journeying, taking care of a political Indian, Benogea, Klal Yisrael, in their Tekufa, in their day and age. And Mistama, they got held up in the seas. It was getting close to Pesach. Where are you going to land? You're going to land in where? Haifa. You're going to land right near. Right? You're going to come into the port. You're going to come in from the sea. And the closest city is Bnei Brak. And Mestoma, they wound up in Bnei Brak. Rav Lozer, the same Lozer, says, you're not allowed to leave home in the Moed. I would extol the milus of those who stayed home. Bima Sameach, Bnei Beischa. Hello, what? They were traveling and they wound up. But again, we need a beer, perhaps another idea on why we're Kilu starting the Haggadah. We asked the questions, we gave the Teretz, and now we're going right into this Maisa. After this Maisa, then we go into the Dalet Bonim. We have a Baruch HaMokam Baruch Hu, and then we have Keneged Abba Bonim Dibra Torah. Now the Chayra should have started with that. And we're speaking about the mitzvah of Haggadah Shel Pesach V'Higanato L'Vincha B'Yom Ahu Le'Emor. We're speaking, Pasha, this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, give it over to your body. V'Haya Ki Yishalacha Bincha Mocher Le'Emor. So the Saper L'Bincha U'Leven Vincha Isa Shir Salati V'Mitzrayim Yeso Sosoma Shir Samti Vav Eidat Kani Hashem in the beginning of Pasha's Bo. The whole mitzvah revolves around the children. K'nei Shalom Yishana V'Yishalu V'Nari P'sochem Kuv Ches. We have all these, the whole Manashtana was, don't have them fall asleep. Do things that deviate from the norm. Do things that are shtickle yotzim in a klal, because you want to pique their curiosity. You want to inspire and trigger their interest. Mela, all the kids get up, it's all about Manashtana. The kids are asking the kashas Manashtana. They're supposed to be asking the kashas, and we did these things, bedavka, to stir them to ask the kashas. You got the kids' interest, now we say, okay kids, right, we're going to talk about Gedolim, we're going to talk about them and their Tamino, and then we're going to get to Keneged Arba Bonim. You just had the kashas, you had the four questions, go right into the four Bonim. What are we interrupting with the Maisa? You want to tell me, it's a Siyum of the Mils at the end of Magid? Oh, by the way, you want to tell me, call a Marble, the Sabar, Ezim, Shubach? Oh, and you see, and here's a Rayim Achrachas Lekach, that Kolam Marble Lesaper, they went into, what's it doing smack in the middle? My Manashtana, to the Geneged about Dalibonim, and we know the focus. We bring everybody to the table. Halel HaSeder, we even bring the Rosha to the table. Famous Lubavitcher Rebbe, there's one child absent. That's the fifth child who doesn't even know what he's missing. He doesn't even know about the Seder. But we have a Chocham, we have a Rosha, we have a Tam, we have a Hinu Yudei Lusho, more or less covering the bases. We bring all the children to the table, this is their night. Kadesh Shalom Yishana V'Yishalu, V'Yigarata L'Bincha, and L'Sapra L'Bincha, V'Haya Ki Yishalacha Bincha, Tzul Derech Sheilu Tshuvu. We started with the Sheilus and Tshuvus, Yishu L'Chayra, go right into the Keneged Bonim. And what are we interrupting with the Maises? Perhaps the Siyata Shmai, just one little Ha'arav, I have to share with you tonight. Something that hit me today, And we mentioned the following idea in the past, and that is the question posed by Rav Lui, the author of the multi-volume set, Minhag Yisrael Torah. Afrek Rav Lui, I have a bomb kasha. If I were to ask you what's the most monumental occasion in the history of Klal Yisrael, and what would you answer? Take it from me out. The most momentous, monumental event, L'chaira, was Maimon HaSinai. That's what we became. Amlachas Kodim V'Gai Kodesh. It's when God revealed himself, spoke to God's Klal Yisrael. Even Yetzias Yitzrayim, L'chaira, was only the Echitimtza, in a certain sense, to get to Maimon HaSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was told at the burning bush, Tav D'Noisiel HaZad. This is the beginning of the process. Rambana Parsha Simur. It's only in the first half of the Yontif. The Yontif doesn't culminate until I get to a Maimon HaSinai. The tachlis of taking you out is what? To get to the Torah. Ramban in the Zagdama to his beer and Sefer Shmos, the Sefer HaGeula. The Geula is not complete when you had the mere physical redemption. As the Beis Halevi points out, there was the physical servitude, and it was coupled, of course, with the Ruchnius, the spiritual servitude. Avash Shlomas HaGeula wasn't simply that now you're no longer Avde Paro, henceforth you're Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need the Torah, you need the guidebook. How do I serve the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's not enough. Atcher Zevin, you got to know what to do. The whole Tachlis is Maimon HaSinai. And yet, do we have any mitzvahs to do Kenegan Maimon HaSinai? Yes, the Ramban writes in Neschon and Pregdalit Posuk Tes, Rak Yishom Elecho Shvor Nafshcha Mo Pentishka Sefam Shero Anecha Feni Asum Avalcha Bechol Yom Amar Shem Matov Rishon Mekelcha Bechol Riva Avado. We have a chiv, a mitzvah that Reis Ramban says to, but we're not doing things Zeicher Lamay Menasina Zeicher Lamatan Tayro Mashen Gain 50 times in Chumash Yitzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned we're doing the Yom Tov of everything. What Zeicher the Yitzias Mitzrayim? Everything, but Yitzias Mitzrayim was only Nechit Timtza, was only the forerunner, the harbinger to get to the culmination thereof, which was Maimon HaSinai. And we make a much bigger deal about Maimon HaSinai. Not only have we achieved the Raisa, yes, Ramban says to remember Maimon HaSinai. How many times? One time a day. Shei Sechirus and Yeyitz is Ayetzias HaTzayim. And the Shacharis and the Arvis, you have the third parsha of Kriya Shema. It's in part and parcel of our davening. Yes, many people say the Sheis Sechiris, the Chidol and the Gro. They have 10 Sechiris. How many people might get to say it every single day? It's a big Indian and big Segula. But the Maisa, Yetzias, you have to hear now. You might say Kriyash when they're Isa. You haven't made part and parcel of our davening. Bein Beyom, Bein Belayin, the Zechias, Yetzias, Yitzrayim. We make such a big deal. What's going on here? Listen to this Yesod. Mutzak, this very strong, powerful Yesod when it comes to Yiddishkeit. He says, L'charu tzarech bir, tachas Yitzchayim is Maimon HaSinai. Eichi tochen, how is it shaykh, the Yitzchayim Yitzchayim, and Yonah Godom in Maimon HaSinai? We're making a big deal, a bigger deal out of Yitzchayim, more than we are in Maimon HaSinai. He says, Achateiritz al Zehu, and this is in his introduction to Hagdamo, to Chelek Aleph, and Minhag Yisrael Torah, and it's Mamashi Yisod, you can't forget this. And what's the reason we got out of Mitzrayim? We know we were holding a Memtah Shuri Tuma. Pirkin Elozulo, Shino S, Lashinim Esmabu Shem, different than Roshim. We don't really have a medrash that has all three together, but we know. Lashinu Eshimam, Es Lashinim Esmabu Shem. Pelushim Rabbah, the Rosh says, Mabo does O Slachem. And what's a Slachem? Lachem Rosh Tevez. Alam is Lashin. Chof is Kinoi, shame, that is the shame. And Mem is Malbush. What do you need this? Lachem, friend of Moshe, that explains the Moshe, that's the Shayla. How he was Hotzi Yatzasatzum in a Klal. He took himself out of Klal, Rosh Tevis, Kinoi, Loshin, and Levush. He took himself out of it. He said, why is this so Yisodi? Why so crucial, so pivotal? Because we know that Klal Yisrael can be a Memtah Shari Tuma. They're not learning Torah, they're not doing mitzvahs. Halolo Obdiyos or Halolo Odiyos. But yet what? They're holding on, they're clinging ever steadfastly and tenaciously to the Messiah of the Avos. We still look like a Jew. We still walk like a Jew and talk like a Jew and name our children like a Jew. We're going to dress like a Jew. Even though they were Meshukoyim and immersed in the Meptah Shari Tuma in the Eves HaOretz, Afal Pike Nikpidu Al Mesoras HaOvos, and we know that Yaakov Zok to Meshachach Mechokosai, ingrained in Klal Yisrael, that no matter how low you sink, no matter how many Averis you do, I never change the way you speak, your vernacular, your indigenous tongue, don't change the way you look, the way you dress. We got that from Yaakov, because he knew you got to cling on to the Mesoro. If you're holding on to Mesoras HaOvos, that's the Yikr. And we Shemahochi writes of Louis Madgeshes HaTaira Kadosh V'Chagamah. We talk about Chinuch HaBonim. It's all Hayek Yishloch HaVincha V'Hayek Yimro Aleichem Aneichem. The Dalet Bonim, we know the Dalet Bonim. It's all Marumas in the Torah V'Chulei. Why? Because B'yantiv Zen Yishrosh Bonu Ha'inyan Shal Masoris Ha'ovas Masugul Azman B'yayisur HaChinuch HaBonim V'Yalkein. If we wouldn't have this day, if it's here, time shnishrus v'tochino inyan shamasoras avos lo hayibav shoras lekabel ha'tayra. There never would have been the wherewithal to even receive a Torah. Why? Dein kiyam lo torasino akadoisha below mesoras avos. Our king Yitzchayim is Yisod Gadol. It's even greater because this is what started the Metzias HaKlai. So very good, I'm going to give you the Torah. There's no way to perpetuate the Torah. You're not going to be able to give it over to your children unless you teach them first and foremost. Shol avicha v'yagecha z'genecha v'yom r'loch. Shema b'ni musar avicha m'shlei alavches. You got to give them a Messiah couched in a context of a Messiah. Then when you give them the Torah, you can rest assured they're going to transmit that Torah that you give them to the next generation. We all know all those Jewish jokes about, tell them it's halacha, the yidin aren't going to keep. Tell them it's a minog. Oh, it's a minog. Then yidin are going to keep. A minog I'll keep. Oh, halacha, maybe that's a, that's your minog, right? That's 6 hours. Oh, my minog is 3 hours. 3 hours that you can't touch a minog. No matter how many sparse minog, Klai Yisrael holds a why. A minog, that is, say for minog Yisrael Torah, that is why Yitzias Yitzrayim has a much more of a mention and a hadgoshim yuchedes in the Torah Kadosha, far more than even Mayim and Harsinai. And that's where the end of a Pesach we take on more chumras than any other time. People that don't mish, people that don't eat by other homes, people who are ready 3 weeks before Pesach are scraping out the dirt with the toothbrushes in between the tiles. Avada, like the Boston Rebbe said, don't make your Purim too besimcha that it's not kosher anymore. And don't make your Pesach too kosher that it's not besimcha anymore. But Avada, halacha lemaisa, we mentioned many times, a certain person, he wanted his wife to be more machmer when it came to Pesach. And he went to Heidemann in the Star K. And he says, Rebbe, shouldn't I tell my wife she has to do this and this? He says, tell her to do exactly what her mother did. But Rebbe says, hey, she should do exactly what her mother did. This is the yacht of a Messiah. We have people doing hungry. They don't even know why they're doing certain things at the Seder. Terrence says, what? You do it because your tati did it, because your mommy did it, the Yiddish mamo. That's why you do it. That's Messiah. That's Yitzias and Tzrayim. And that's Kenegad Alabonim. It's all about the Dalad Bonim. It's all about the Manishtan. It's all about parents of children. It's all Derek Shailun Shuva. It's all about Tzivas Tzayim with the children asking the kashas. But as of Huna writes many places in Pachar Yitzchak, when it comes to the Messiah of the Torah, what is the real Mitzias, the Tzura of the Messiah from generation to generation? Let's go to Kriya Shema before we even get to the third parsha revolving around our remembering Mitzrayim. What do we have? Vishinatam Levanecha, Zot Rashi, and Veschon, and Perek Vopos, and Zion, Elo HaTamidim. Even before we get to the next parsha, how do we know there's a mitzvah of a father to teach a son? Vilimatam Aisas Benecha, Kedushin Choftes, it's one of the Chiyuvim, one of the mitzvahs of the Adats, Matilas, Mitzvah Salben, Matilas, and Abi, Elohatamasus Benecham. Where's that? The second parsha of Kriya Shema. We don't get there until Parshas Ekev. Before we get to Ekev, before we get to the second parsha of Kriya Shema, what do we encounter first and foremost? We get to the first parsha in Perek Vava Veschanan, Veshinat Levanach Eilu Atamidim Zotrashi Afanar, Umanayim Shatamidim Kuyim Bonim, Shinamar and Rei, Perek Yadal Pasuk Aleph, Bonim Atem Lashem Lokechem. Then we have all the Pesukim. Rashi brings several Pesukim to highlight what? Before we get to the second parsha, before we journey to Parshas Eke, first and foremost, what do we have? Veschanan, Veshinatam Levanecha. What do we learn now from Shinatim, Kedusha, Naflanim, and Aleph? That if somebody asks you a kasha, and you shall call them Dover, Al Tegam Gingbo, El Atenel Mayad, you got to answer right away. Shinanel, there's an insightfulness. You got to be sharp. Mechudodim, Shimuchudodim, Meficha. Where's that tzivoy? That's a tzivoy in Rabbeim giving over Torah to Tamidim. And not a father to children. Teach him Aleph Beis. Oh, not so sharp. The Ikka Messiah, Zok Tavunner, what do we see? Is the first parsha of Kriya Shema. Is Veschonin, is a Talmud getting from the Rebbe? Aramam delineates in his Hakdamah to the Yad. 40 generations of the Torah. How do we start out? Perkei Avos Moshe Kiva Torah Mesinai. Masor Yeshua, he didn't give it over to it. Havad, he gave it to his children. But the Ikar Nakuda is what? Moshe Kiva Torah Mesinai. Masor Yeshua. And Yeshua to Zakenim and Zakenim Avim. Mechulei Mechulei. The Ikar Messiah Satayr is from Rebbe to Talmud. A first mention of a Ben. It's not even Rebbe to Talmud. That is the Ikar Nakuda of an Av and a Ben. Is Rishinat and Menachah. That's who you have. Akpod Yisera. Shimchodod Meficha. You got to make sure it's exact. Why? It has to be so much more exact when it comes to Rebbe Talmud. Yes, because the Ikka Messiah is Rabbeim to Talmidim. By there, you got to be precise. That's what's perpetuating the Torah. And thus, the Rabbah delineates the Mem Dairus, the 40 generations, from Moshe Rabbeinu to the Chasimah Satalmud, Ayyadei Ravina and Ralashi. The Messiah Satur did not go from Av to Ben. It went from Rebbe to Talmud, Lefi and the Estaiti, the Haggadah is Vigarat to Levincha. And you open up HaGadosh HaPesach and you say, oh, what's tonight? Tonight, we don't have to be so exact. No, if we don't know the answers, we'll just make up other answers to the children. We have to know everything. It's after morning. We don't have a din of a shinat. We don't have a din of a chanan of a ficha. It's all about Av and Ben. That's the Agoda based on Rigadot HaLevincha. That's the Sapra Levincha. That's in Yishalcha Bincha. It's Ben, Ben, Ben. Oh, no, Lefianias Daiti, right at the beginning of HaGadha. The children got up and they set the stage and they asked the Manashtana and they asked the Kashas and he gave him a Teretz. Before we talk about all the different children, before we go into the Kenegadala Bonim Duratayra, first thing is you have to know, even more important than answering the children, even more important than speaking to the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tamanei and the Elushal is, you have to know who your Gedolim, who are your Rabbeim, who are the Balei Messiris HaTayra. My Sirelos, these aren't Stam for Chachamim, and these are the Gedolei Yisrael Rav Lazar HaGadol. Rabbi Yeshua, Rosa Rosario Akiva, they're the one who gave us the Yitana Eloki, Rabbi Akiva, the Av of Torshua Peh. These are the Balei Messiah. They're the ones who gave us all the Torshua Peh. You started that Godesh HaPesach, and it's all fathers and sons, fathers and sons. No! You gotta treat this like a limud. This is Ve'ima B'yira B'resis of Zeya. This is Torah. This is a transmission of Torah. You started Mitzrayim, it's all about Banabon. Don't forget the Iker relationship of Avos and Banayim is the Av who is the Rebbe, is Nikra. Rav Avi Avi Rachel Yisrael, and it's the Tamidim of Kru Yibonim Shinim Arbonim Atem Lashon Lokechem. They're the Gedolim, they're the Messiah. And after we have a Sorach that's separated, the Memela, you transmit the Torah to the next generation. I need the Gedolim, the Messiah Satira. Once we have that, oh, that's the Messiah. Then we can go on to the relationship of Av and Ben. Av is to teach his Ben Kafi, the Messiah of the way they got it from their Rabbeim, from their Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Tarfer. And they're the ones, oh, now you got the Torah from them, now start relating that Torah that you got from the Rebbeim, start relating that to your Chacham Tam, Ein and Yilushal. Good tonight, Mechiras Chomet, 7:45 to 9 o'clock this evening. Mechiras Chomet again tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. Please do not wait until the last minute like so many people often do. And a wonderful Chag Kosher Sameach Kodesh, please.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.